What is on is a chat with Professor Parviz Ahmed about the plans to build a mosque of sorts in close proximity to Ground Zero. I was there the other day gazing at the very controversial building going up on the Twin Towers site. But this little mosque, and it's not quite a mosque, it's more sort of an Islamic centre, is causing even more dispute. But first of all, let me read you a tweet from the sainted Sarah Palin. "Peace-seeking Muslims, please understand, Ground Zero Mosque is unnecessary provocation. It stabs hearts. Please reject it in the interests of healing." Now, she sent the tweet, and out and it immediately became a major, major issue in and of itself. And it was one of many from politicians objecting to this proposed Islamic building to be built just two blocks from where the World Trade Center once stood. Now, the proposed Islamic Cultural Center, which has been called the Ground Zero Mosque, has unleashed, well, predictable sentiments, which the New York Times has described as vitriolic commentary pitting Muslims against Christians, Tea Parties against staunch liberals, and September 11 families against one another. This sort of thing is not unknown, of course, here in Australia, where any attempts to build a mosque is immediately opposed by swelling crowds of angry bigots. But let's see what's going on in New York. The bloke who's been following the story closely is Professor Parviz Ahmed. He's a frequent commentator on Islam and the American Muslim experience, and his day job is Associate Professor of Finance at the University of North Florida. Parviz, welcome. What do you think of the Palin tweet? Is she right? Is it too raw, too real, too painful to build a mosque close to the site?
Well, thank you, Philip, for having me. I appreciate the invitation. No, it is, you know, Palin is kind of a phenomena in America that has many people puzzled. This morning I was reading the Washington Post, and one commentator described Palin as pure ignorance of retrograde religion and class envy.
I think she could sue for flattery. That's a bad... I'd put it much more harshly than that.
Well, that, you know, in some sense it speaks to a dumbing down of America that so many people follow her and kind of hang on to every word that she says. And what's kind of puzzling and troubling about her tweet is that she is trying to kind of whip up this frenzy against the mosque when it is completely unnecessary, and yet she herself does not repudiate even people that she associate with who harbor obvious Islamophobic views, like a member of her a Tea Party who says Muslims worship a monkey god. And she never comes out repudiating those kind of Islamophobic attitudes and statements, but she comes out with this tweet, you know, fanning the flames that are already kind of raw, and people's emotions are on a heightened alert. And you would think that a political leader at such a time would exercise prudence and try to bring people together and calm people down and not throw fuel to the fire.
I think prudence and Palin do not go together. Look, as I understand it, we're talking about a well-intended project to promote interfaith understanding, which is to some extent modelled on the YMCA, which worked to build bridges between Christian denominations.
Yes, I think that as I wrote in one of my articles, this project is kind of less of a mosque and more of a YMCA type structure, more of an Islamic Center type structure, that its promoters are saying that it would not only have a place of worship, but it will have an interfaith center, it will have a memorial to 911, it will have social event spaces and things like that. So it is, and the promoters kind of looking at this project as that it would eventually grow to become one of the landmarks of the city. I think in its conception, at least, this project is exactly what the city needs. What would be the antidote to the hate and anger that fuels terrorism and fueled 911.
Parviz, one cannot help but notice that there is now a significant Muslim population in Manhattan.
Yes, I mean, actually the New York, New Jersey area houses the largest Muslim population in the U.S. We do not have exact numbers of how many Muslims live in the New York, New Jersey area, partly because the U.S. Census does not track people by religion, but it is safe to say it is one of the largest Muslim populated area in the country.
I understand the Republican right are demanding an investigation into the mosque's funding, which Bloomberg calls such an idea un-American. Where will the money come from?
That I really do not know. I'm not affiliated with the organizers of the mosque, but I do know how typically mosques fundraise in the U.S. Typically they fundraise from the community, and they are just like any other fundraising for any other religious establishment. They are usually kind of a long-drawn process.
We've had, as I mentioned in introducing you, quite a few kerfuffles here as Muslim communities plan to build local centres or indeed mosques. Is this happening across the U.S.?
It is. Yeah. I mean, that's one reason why this, you know, the people who are the detractors of the mosque right now are saying that they're opposing this mosque, but they're not in opposition to other mosques. But the reality is not that. There are protests against mosques that are not only across New York. There is a mosque protest going on or went on in Staten Island, in Brooklyn. There are also mosque protests going on in Ohio, in California. Yesterday, actually, the news broke that a group of people in California would come to a proposed site of a mosque and bring their dogs to protest Muslims trying to build a mosque there. This kind of goes back to the Abu Ghraib type situation where dogs were used to intimidate the prisoners there. You know, this kind of a very twisted, bizarre kind of a phenomena is very, very troubling.
Are some people from other religious groupings sticking up for it? Are the Catholics supporting it, the Jewish community?
Yes. I think that's what I wrote in my blog and in my article, is that there is a very vocal minority that is protesting these things and trying to organize people and trying to whip up public sentiment. But the mainstream American community, from politicians to mainstream leaders, are consistently speaking out against these kind of demonization. As you alluded to yourself, Mayor Bloomberg has spoken out against it. The president of the Manhattan Borough has spoken out against it. Rabbis and pastors have spoken out against it. And the reality is that despite these orchestrated opposition, mosque projects are gaining regulatory approval. More mosques are being built. The Muslim community is getting more integrated. The Muslim community is finding their religious freedom in general enhanced by their presence in America.
It's always seemed to Australians that the United States sets the best and worst examples in almost every area. So let's put Palin to one side and be pleased that sane, rational Americans are endorsing this. And Professor, I thank you very much for your time. Parviz Ahmed, Associate Professor of Finance at the University of North Florida, and yes, a frequent commentator on Islam and the American Muslim experience. And I think we'll get him back again if he's willing to come on. Late Night Live on ABC Radio National, Radio Australia, and the World Wide Web.